ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a very important question, and that question is related to a topic that we are all concerned with. I'm speaking about a person's lifestyle. In this regard, the question we want to pose today is, what is the most wholesome lifestyle? And also, what factors spoil one's lifestyle and make it unwholesome? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the ahadith which have been narrated regarding this topic. In one beautiful ahadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The most wholesome lifestyle is achieved through letting go of unnecessary formalities." Ahnal aish ittirahul kulaf, right? Formalities, unnecessary formalities that are not necessary. Getting rid of these can make one's life happy and one's lifestyle wholesome and pleasant. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "The most pleasant type of life is a life of contentment." When we're content and satisfied with what we have, it makes our life pleasant and happy and wholesome. In a similar way, Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "The man with the most comfortable lifestyle is he whom God, glory be to him, has granted contentment and to whom he has given a virtuous spouse and wife." Right? The Imam, he mentions contentment and satisfaction as one of the factors that brings about a pleasant and wholesome lifestyle. Now let's look at what factors spoil one's lifestyle and make it unwholesome. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Three things spoil one's lifestyle: an oppressive ruler, a bad neighbor, and a loathsome spouse or wife." These can ruin one's lifestyle even if one has at one's disposal everything one needs. If these three elements are present in a person's life, it will make their life unpleasant and unwholesome. Imam Sadiq again also said, "There are five things which, if one were to lose just one of them, it would render his life incomplete, his intellect short-lived, and his heart preoccupied. The first of these is the health of the body. The second is security. The third is ample sustenance. The fourth is a compatible companion." The narrator, it's interesting to note that the narrator of this hadith says, "I asked, what is a compatible companion? To which he replied, the virtuous wife, the virtuous son, and the virtuous friend." Then in continuation, the Imam said, "And the fifth one, which sums up all of these four things, is tranquility or peace of mind." In other words, if one has all of these things, one has peace of mind. If he doesn't have it. And with tranquility and peace of mind, a person's life is wholesome and pleasant, and a person doesn't complain about his lifestyle. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what is the most wholesome lifestyle and what factors spoil one's lifestyle in light of the ahadith of the infallibles, alayhim assalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.